Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We are back with a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, brother Spike. It is Friday. I'm excited. Now listen, we need a W in the worst way this weekend from our birds. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense. It's a Football Friday, getting ready for a big win on Sunday in Minneapolis. Jackie Baseball, you, I will not take any more nonsense out of you. Yesterday, listen, you pushed the envelope quite a bit. You pushed that line quite a bit yesterday on my day. Lucky I love you. Lucky I love you. Holla at your boy.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Okay. Come on. All right. Come on.
I gave you a whole day on Wednesday.
And a top five.
I gave you a whole day, and here you are again doing the
good
Wednesday.
To be here. Good to be here.
It will be a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. As usual, it's loaded. Nick Kostos joins us a little bit later, right around 10 after 3, to give us your picks for the weekend. Ooh. Tornado.
Somebody went 3-0.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
3-1.
3-1, but
well, yeah, when you count the Eagles. Yeah, well,
One of us went 0-4.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah, we went 1-3.
Yeah. Well, it's not our court.
Sucks.
All right. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Jaws joins us at 4. We'll give away the belt. I'm sure Tommy down the shore will check in. I'm sure Rios will call up with some psychotic speech later on. It's going to be a big, big, big show. So. You know, we've talked a lot, of course, about the current Eagles, and most times when we talk about them, a lot of the comparisons have been to 2023. Is this going to be like 2023? And Nick Sirianni brought up when he was on with the morning show the other day, well, we turned it around in 2024. So it seems like the two options we've been talking about for this Eagles team on this Football Friday are, which way is it going to go? Are they going to unravel like 2023? Or are they going to get it together, become a Super Bowl contender like 2024? But I was thinking this morning, those aren't really the two paths. I think there are three paths for this team. And this will be an On the Record Friday. We want to know which path you think these Eagles are going to take. 215-592-9494. The way I see it, there are three paths. There is, it unravels completely, gets ugly like 2023. That's certainly possible. There is, they get it together, they have too much talent, they end up being a Super Bowl contender just like 2024. That is one path. But the third path, I think, is the most maddening, and I actually think is the most likely, is that it stays kind of like this all year long, that we will get some weeks where the Eagles look good, and we will get some weeks where the Eagles look bad. We will get some games where they look good and they look bad. They will be overall pretty confounding, and we will wind up with some sort of 9-10 win season, maybe get in the playoffs, something like that. We talk ourselves into it.
But that is the
other option is that it just sort of stays like this, that we get a true Super Bowl hangover season for the whole season, that it doesn't unravel, it doesn't come together, it just sort of stays stays like this. So Ika will ask you, and I'm asking you at 215-592-9494, which path do you think it takes?
No surprise here, brother. I haven't given up on back-to-back. We're going back to the Super Bowl like I predicted at the beginning of the year, and I haven't wavered from that. And here's why. I believe there's enough time to get this thing turned around, Spike. I really do. There are small signs that I'm liking. Not big signs to tell me there's a great change about to happen. But if I can get small signs that things are at least headed in a positive direction, then time is on my side because I have 12 weeks to get this thing the way we want it to be. I don't know what the ultimate record is going to be at the end.
Sure,
but
yeah.
But there is the potential to be playing your best football late in the year and this thing clicking, and then you go on a run because you know what that feels like to be in the postseason, to play football, meaningful football in late December, January, into February. We have that experience more than any other NFC team. Now, there's some coaches that have great experience, but I don't know if their rosters have the experience that the Eagles have over the last 3 years with the majority of this roster and the coaching staff. So I'm going to hang my hat on that. And here's another thing that I'll look at. If they can get past Sunday, and Sunday won't be an easy win. It won't be. It's not an easy task. A, it's on the road.
Yep, against a tough defense.
Yes. So you... Until I can really see the running game get going, everything is going to look difficult to me.
Yep.
But if they can get past Sunday with a W, you got the Giants after that at home. That's a win.
Oh, yeah.
Not being swept by the Giants.
Okay.
That's not happening.
All right.
Then we got a bye week. You come out of the bye week, you got Green Bay, who I think is a good team, not a great team.
Okay.
You got Detroit. It's at home.
Okay.
It's at home, not on the road.
It's a good team, though.
No, very good team.
Yeah,
arguably the best team in the NFC right now.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be a difficult opponent. This is where I'm assuming we're starting to get going, right? And so I'm assuming that's a toss-up right there. That's a toss-up. And then I got the Cowboys, the Bears, the Chargers, the Raiders, Washington. Buffalo won't be easy on the road. I had that as a loss already. But you got Washington in two out of the last 3 weeks. All I'm saying is that somehow we made it through the most difficult stretch of the schedule, the first 4 weeks.
We made it through it undefeated. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
If we can get through this stretch here, winning the majority of the games, you go into the playoffs at 12-5, winning the NFC East, you're hosting a playoff game.
Yep.
I trust us. So,
and I would say that is Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
That's really the question. The question is less about what their record will be. It's more about a feel. Is it an unraveling? Is it a come together where we go into the playoffs and they're a real Super Bowl contender? Or is it just sort of this, you know, two steps forward, two steps back, sort of back and forth. We're going to have to talk ourselves into it season. And that is what it feels like to me.
And I understand that. All I'm saying is right now, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, we get to the bye week and say we've lost. If we lose to Minnesota, you're 4-3, and then we go into the bye week at 5-3. Yeah, it won't feel as good.
Yep.
It won't feel as good. But you're still 5-3.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no one in the NFC right now that's undefeated.
Running away with it,
I mean, and Tampa is 5-1. Everybody's sort of waiting for that to come back to earth a little bit. You're really in there with, you know, the Lions are 4-2. The Niners are 4-2. They seem like a fake 4-2. The Rams are 4-2. Who knows?
I think Detroit and Tampa. I like Tampa because of what they're doing. I like Detroit because of what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah. They're good teams.
But and Green Bay has a little bit of experience. They've been in the playoffs the last 2 years, so you got to give them credit for that.
But not running away with it.
Yeah.
There doesn't look to be any team that is. All right, 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday. Which path do you see most likely for the Eagles? They end up as a Super Bowl contender, it completely unravels, or we stay in this middle portion where it doesn't really feel like anything and ends up being a true Super Bowl hangover season. Jack, which path do you think is most likely?
I think they're going to be fine.
Really?
I think they're going to be fine. They're like, I like a lot of stuff coming out of the locker room this week. I know it sounds like I'm trying to talk yourself into
them.
That's
good stuff.
It's
good. Good stuff.
The AJ thing was, I thought, putting on a little bit of an act, but like, I liked what Saquon said, and I think Saquon's the real equalizer here, you know? And I think he said he's falling back in love with the process again. Like, the second Saquon gets back to being Saquon, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So I think this is still 11-12 win football team.
And they go into the playoffs as Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah. They're going through a rough patch.
And all the mood stuff is one thing. The offensive line not playing well is something
that's really real.
I can't even remember experiencing that as an Eagles fan, you know, anytime recently.
It's been a while. Well, really, I mean, that 2020 season was so bad, I don't even know who to blame that season.
Yeah, we weren't even there. It didn't even count.
Yeah, it didn't even count.
That was one of the weirdest things ever is when I went for Merrill, Mike, and Howard to call that game, and I was in the stadium with nobody in the stands watching that game. One of the weirdest things ever in history. All right, we'll get to your calls in a second. 215-592-9494. Want to tell you first about something important in your home. That is your water heater. Hot water, so important. Think about that in the winter. You get up, nice hot shower when you get up. You need a professional grade water heater for that. A water heater that gives you superior performance. That's what Bradford White is. Bradford White water heaters are professional grade to make sure that you are getting the performance you expect and you deserve. What does professional grade mean for your home or for your business? It means reliability. When you want hot water, you're going to get it. It means it long lasting. The Bradford White water heater is going to be a staple in your home when you buy it longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. You buy a Bradford White, you're not going to have to worry about replacing it for a long, long time. Built to be the best. So when it is time for you to replace your water heater, I want you to remember two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Bo. B-O-W-L, Bo. You think I'm about to turn on my team?
No, but I'm asking you to not.
I'm fully confident. Listen.
Are you really?
It's a football Friday, so I don't want to hear nothing about no coach, no quarter, none of that today. Listen, what was it? Burn the boats, burn the ship. Whatever you got to burn, whatever gets you a standing ovation, whatever gets you feeling right. Come on, man. Dude, who the best team in the NFC? The Bucks?
Well, but
now they are, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, all right. But let's not look at – I'm trying to get to your heart, not what's on your chest right now. And we can say from now until forever that nobody in the NFC is good, and that is true. But that also includes the Eagles who aren't good. So when I'm asking you, are they going to be a Super Bowl contender? The question isn't, are we going to be an also-ran with a bunch of also-rans? Do you really believe – that this, because you have seemed very upset the last 2 weeks, you really believe that this is coming together as a team that looks real going into the playoffs?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Listen, if my kids get an F at school, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to get on their ass, but I still don't believe I don't believe in them. Listen, I know they got the talent, and I know they got the ability to get it done. Listen, I'm not no Shaggy. I'm not no Scooby-Doo. I need Howie Roseman to figure out a way to get Nicki Minaj booty off this team. That's what I need him to be doing. You know what I'm saying? On his typewriter, phone, whatever. I need him to figure that out because we got the pieces. I'm not worried about – listen, we had a woosaw week. We got our asses kicked. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to get knocked down to get built back up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanna see Isaiah Rodgers. Oh, Isaiah Rodgers, this, that. He got foots coming this week. Let's see Isaiah Rodgers, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you've been doing a little bit of receivers, Green Bay receiver. Maybe they don't got nobody. Romeo Dobbs, like, you know, they're hard down Romeo.
He ain't went up against nothing like AJ and Devontae yet.
We gonna see, you know what I'm saying? And a QB, I ain't worried about it. Listen, we had to reset. You know what I'm saying? We had to get Saquon. All I know is the Carter and Q on the defensive side. As long as I got these three on the defense, these four on the defense. Hooper DeJean, Q, Carter, and Vic Fangio, we can play football.
Throw Zach Bond in there too.
Yeah. Throw Zach Bond in there too.
But Zach Bond was out there the past 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So all I know is when I got those four.
So is Kern.
Yeah, you done turned. Yeah, exactly.
So is Vic Fangio. What are you talking about? Yeah. What are we doing here?
Together, you know, I know my defense can get it done.
Okay.
I got more faith in Zach Bond than I do Jalen Carter right now.
At this moment?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody was worried about a shootout. Listen, all I know is if we get in a shootout, I ain't never seen walking to him winning no shootout. I know a quarterback that's been in plenty of shootouts that's walked out victorious. So don't be worried. If we get in a shootout, you know who going to come out on top with that. I got evidence.
We don't want to be in a shootout. Yes, I don't want to be in a shootout.
I'm just saying. So, Vikings, whoever, I know y'all at home, you know what I'm saying? Brian Flores, you're going to bring the pressure. I respect everything. All I'm saying is it's going to be a game on Sunday. We've been disrespected a lot. Cam Newton, all that, y'all been disrespecting us. Also, on the way out, you know, I ain't going to keep y'all too long, but I was told, you know.
Oh, boy.
Any quarterback, you know, you put them in our offense, they could do whatever. I saw a team last night. You put a quarterback in there, they look pretty good. I holla at y'all.
Well, what is that?
That's not the flex you think it is.
His point is saying that you can also put any comparable quarterback in the Bengals offense and they look good.
Well,
that's his point that he's making.
I mean, that's actually not true because they had Browning in there and he was so bad that he didn't look good.
But you can argue he's not competent. Whereas Joe Flacco is competent.
Right, yeah. Point being, I don't know. What's going on here?
That's the other issue.
That's why it's not the flex that he thinks it is.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It's not like Joe Burrow didn't also put up, 5,000 yards last year with that?
Right.
It's not like...
There is something, too, I think, when if you're listening, you didn't watch the game last night. It was basically a shootout between Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. And Joe
they
Flacco,
called it the icy hot bowl.
Yeah, and Joe Flacco just got to the Bengals this week.
Yeah,
I think there is something to, and this happened. I think it happened to an extent with Kenny Pickett last year when he got in the game, where you go into a situation that you're not used to, and you just dumb it down to yourself, and you look for the best guy,
man,
and just throw it to the best guy because you can only. Look, if you get beat throwing the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and like last year with Pickett
it's
and Tanner McKee.
Beat without throwing him the ball.
Yeah, they just think to themselves, I'm gonna do the basic things, I'm gonna throw it to the best guy and look what's gonna happen, and you saw what happened last night.
Yep.
I wonder if we put Corey on a lie detector test that he actually believes that they are truly going to come together, or he's hoping.
Yeah.
Do you think it's believing or hoping?
It's probably more hoping.
Yeah.
Even I'm more hoping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, 216.
I mean, yeah. I'm not. Listen, my confidence is, they need to get, we need to win Sunday, man.
Badly.
That's what I need is a win Sunday. I need to see something so that I can feel more confident. Right now, I don't know if we're being honest with ourselves. I don't know how it can't be more hope than it is full confidence.
Yes.
It has to be leaning towards more. You hope this thing gets turned around.
Well, I think...
That's where I'm at.
There were two things that were illuminating to me this week talking to guests. One about the season as a whole and one about Sunday. Mm-hmm. As the season as a whole, I asked Jordan Mailata, Shiel Kapadia, Mike Mayock. I will ask Jaws today. The first question.
Also ask Kostos.
I will ask Kostos. What is one thing the Eagles are doing well right now? And the response was the same for all of them. Ooh, jeez. Yeah. Mayock didn't even answer me. At least Shiel tried. So that was the first thing that was illuminating. And then the thing that makes me nervous about Sunday is specifically what Mayock said about what Brian Flores specifically does.
Yeah.
That his calling card is the thing that we have had trouble with all year.
Sim pressures.
The sim pressures where you have seven or eight guys on the line of scrimmage to start and that you don't know if they're coming at you or you don't know if they're backing into coverage. Mm-hmm. And it will say a lot about what this mini buy has meant for the Eagles because they have to know it's coming.
Yeah.
Jalen has to know it's coming. Petullo has to know it's coming.
I wonder what counter do we have?
What is it?
To get them out of that.
Right. Right. Or to just, to beat it so they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so they stop doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Which path do you see most likely for the Eagles? They get it together, become a Super Bowl contender. They completely unravel like 2023, or they stay in this middle ground all year. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Jack, good afternoon. Happy belated birthday, Ike.
Appreciate it, Ed. Thank you, brother.
So it's a funny, discussion when the difference between confidence and hope. You know, confidence in my estimation is it's based on observation. And I've really seen no very minimal signs that we're going to turn this around, in the six games that we've played. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have 11 games left, so there's certainly hope. My biggest concern, it always goes, it feels like history is kind of repeating itself with Jalen. And, you go back to, he's been through 11 offensive coordinators. Well, what have been, the two constants over the past five seasons? It's been Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. And then there's been some turnover with the roster, with the coaching staff. I really think, a large part of the problem is Jalen Hurts is either – I don't say inability, but just, watching last night was very tough to kind of process given, aforementioned, Joe Flacco's been there all of a week and he just kind of steps in and, throws it to Jamar Chase 16 times. I really want it to happen, but I have no reason to believe based upon what I've seen that it will. That's kind of the conundrum I'm in right now.
Yeah. You almost need to see it to believe it.
And consistently, because as soon as we see it and believe it, they give us a reason immediately to not believe it anymore.
Right.
And it's usually
about the next half.
Yeah, and that I think that's related to the Flacco thing too, because we all see the half and we go, we know they can do it. But also we all saw Joe Flacco yesterday, and I don't think any of us assumes that Joe Flacco can just repeat what he did last night over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. So just because you do something once doesn't mean that you're able to do it consistently. I think, Ed, I think the confidence has to come from the personnel. Is that it can't come from what you've seen this year. It really can't. It can't come from the running game.
It's been shaky.
Yeah, it's been shaky.
Yep.
It has to come from we've seen enough of these players and these coaches do it. That's where the confidence has to come from because I think we all agree we haven't seen enough of it on the field this year.
So the confidence is almost I would look at it as a sliding scale.
Yes.
Right? So it's how much confidence do you have?
Yeah.
And I would be at that five or below.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying, based on the things that I've seen, I'm more hopeful than I am absolutely confident this is going to get turned around. I want to see Sunday because Sunday, I think, will tell me a lot because they've had extra time off.
You've been pointing to the mini buy for a few weeks.
Yeah, they've had extra time off. So it allows for the coaches to self-evaluate and do some things differently. And it seems like the players are ready to move on from whatever that was those first 4 or 5 weeks.
They're trying.
And and Jack's right. At least the messaging this week seems to be a little different.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little different coming out of the locker room. And hopefully that leads to the production on the field.
How do you like that, Jack? You got a Jack's right on the Eagles.
Just another day.
Yeah.
I called the run last year.
Oh, you did.
Want that on the record.
You did.
We'll see what happens this time.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to all this. I smell a Glazer something about they had a team meeting this week, Sunday, for the pregame.
I don't need any more team meetings.
My smell test is up.
Yes, I don't need any more meetings.
I'm smelling Glazer on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more meetings or any of that stuff, man. Just go play football, man.
Smelling Glazer? You're smelling yourself talk about Bryce?
Yeah.
Is that what you're smelling? Yeah.
I don't get it.
The Glazer.
You Glazer.
Oh, I'm not a Glazer.
You
are. We kind of are. We are.
Yeah.
2026 bells.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Which path do you really feel in your heart? I'm changing it from an on-the-record Friday to a tell-the-truth Friday.
That's right. Yes.
It's got to be, I really want what's in your heart. Are they going to get it together, become a Super Bowl contender? Are they going to completely unravel? Or are they going to keep us in this middle zone the whole year where we're not sure if they're good or if they're not? Coming up next, big news. All I'm saying is, big news about tonight.
Ooh.
Speaking of Glaze.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I don't deny it. Big news about tonight. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.